Can seaweed save the world? Cows, sheep, and goats are ruminants. Named after the largest of their four stomach chambers, the rumen. As food is broken down by fermentation, methane is a byproduct. One cow produces between 250 and 500 litres a day, nearly all of which is burped out. With over a billion sheep and 1.5 billion cows worldwide, livestock generates a significant percentage of global greenhouse gas emissions. And while methane doesn't stay in the atmosphere for as long as CO2 does, it has up to 100 times more heat-trapping potential. It's so concerning that 149 countries and the EU have joined the Global Methane Pledge to cut emissions by 30% in this decade. Seaforest, an Australian startup, plans to fight methane with seaweed. In Tasmania, the most southerly part of Australia, a few corrugated iron sheds house Seaforest's laboratory. This seaweed has the power to radically reduce global methane emissions, CEO Sam Elsom told the Sydney Morning Herald. Asparagopsis armata is one of two seaweed species with an extraordinary ability to cut the amount of methane that comes out of animals. The effect is so dramatic, the scientists who made the discovery thought their equipment must be broken. Elsom calls it one of the most amazing climate change discoveries of the decade. From clothes to climate. An unlikely eco-hero, Elsom was still a fashion designer in 2017 with his own label in Sydney. But he's also an entrepreneur. And when he learned about the seaweed methane connection, he began investigating and was told to call Rocky. Rocky Denies is a seaweed biologist at James Cook University in North Queensland. Soon the two were talking regularly. Elsom says, "I couldn't even speak the same language. I was scribbling like a maniac in my book, then Googling terms later. He was just so generous. He treated me like a peer." Elsom learned a lot, including that the two most important seaweed species for methane reduction are native to Australian waters. Elsom's fashion industry connections led him to Stephen Turner, a venture capitalist with whom he founded Seaforest in 2018. The company is growing, but Elsom and Turner choose their investors carefully. "It was always about climate change, not making huge profits," Elsom says. Today, Seaforest is worth more than 40 million Australian dollars, 25 million euros. Super seaweed. With no need for land, fresh water, or fertilizer, seaweed is almost a zero-input crop. It's grown on ropes that are lowered into the sea. After 8 weeks, the ropes are pulled out. With a tiny seaweed supplement of 1% or less in their diets, ruminants produce virtually no methane. But how do you get cows and sheep to eat seaweed? The essential compound, bromoform, is oil-soluble, so Denies created seaweed smoothies with canola that are added to the feed. The animals appear to enjoy it, or at least don't seem to notice it. With more proof-of-concept trials taking place, the early results are very promising. Elsom, however, knows they're still at the beginning. "We're on the journey, but won't be there until we're feeding hundreds of thousands, even millions of cows."